My mother was a member of the tennis club, Orchard Tennis Club, Digswell as it was then. Too little to go around to play with my friends on my own. I used to get taken to tennis if mum was playing tennis and cricket if dad was playing cricket.
Do you remember what age you were when you started playing tennis?
Playing properly, or actually getting lessons, probably about 10, but I'm sure we knocked up tennis balls over the net before then.
Yeah.
So when I was quite small, old enough to hold a racket, because I didn't have those tiny rackets in those days and mini courts.
Yes.
Nobody
yes.
started that early. Sitting and playing on the grass and watching my mum play tennis, and she used to play in tournaments with one of my teachers from primary school, who was also our guide captain, Valerie Pearson. If you like, I'm sorry it's very dirty, but I can show you a cup they won in the Wellingarden City tournament, which is now the spin tournament.
Yes,
it used to be just between Parkway and Delcott and us, Orchard.
So your mother was obviously a very good player.
Good club standard, we say. Late 40s I would have been going round there, but
yes.
Probably 50s before I actually started.
Was your father playing tennis there?
He wasn't a member. He could play tennis, and it used to annoy me because even when I played regularly, he always used to beat me. Later, yes, I mean, when I was a junior, we played with the people who we were being coached with. I think I mentioned Roger Freeman, whose funeral I was at yesterday. He was one of them. That's where I first met him. He was about 3 years older than me, but we were in the same coaching class. It was a children's class. That would be once I got to be a teenager, and of course I was playing tennis at school as well then, St Albans Girls. Once I was sort of old enough and playing seriously, was playing in our ladies' team, because in those days, for the Hearts League, you needed 6 players in a team, so I would be playing probably from about the age of 14, 15 in the team. Home matches were at Orchard.
At Orchard.
Yeah.
But you'd travel.
Away matches could be anywhere in the county. Well, when I was really little, there were only 2 courts, and they were shale courts, and where our third court is now was allotments, and where the garage is that off Blakemere Road are now was also allotments. And I can't tell you the date, but at some stage we changed over to 3 courts. Mm. And at that point we also changed over to a sort of ordinary hard tarmac surface. And then Gosling poached some of the best ones, of course, because they've got the serious
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
Well, originally they were basically very similar, because, I mean, the courts were all sort of built into the town when the town was built.
Yes.
Tennis did take over. I mean, it took over most, of course, when we started being able to play through the winter. Because
yes.
when we had shale courts, you couldn't do that. Talking of school and back to the tennis club.
Mm.
Unlike children now, who are sort of shut in to do their revision all the time. Me and 2 of my friends, we weren't all doing the same subjects, but we were all sharing subject. And we used to take our revision round to the tennis club and, have a game of tennis and sit under the trees while we were sitting out and revise together
healthy.
And have another game of tennis.
Yes.
Yeah. When I was really small, my mum used to go and have coffee every morning with her friends in the stores. And she was a member of Parkhouse Sports Club because she used to play squash and badminton there. And on Saturday mornings, we used to go up there and you could hear all the Bridge Club members arguing over the last night's bridge mat. When I got bored with the discussion between my mum and her friends, I could watch the men playing snooker. I got quite interested in snooker at that stage. Never played.